Meaning that Satan could influence the prophet to say something or to do something that Allah didn't intend. But Allah says if he does that, Allah says Allah will take it out. Yes, this is in Quran. Okay. Don't argue with me. Go back and talk to your teacher again. Praise be to Allah. Now, let's see. Yes. Now, compulsion in our nature. It's in the nature, isn't it? It must be good. It must be good. Allah has not put anything in our nature that's not good. So compulsion in our nature is good. How should we worship Allah? By compulsion? Certainly. Certainly. I should feel compelled to love, adore, and worship God. I should feel compelled to do that. Because my own nature did that before I even started thinking. My nature told me, you must respect God. You must believe in God. You must try to find out how you are to live in the eyes of God. Isn't that right? My nature compelled me to do that. My nature didn't tell me to use my own logic over that impulse. That's an impulse that tells my logic, don't interfere with that. Right? That's a natural impulse in me. And it tells my logic, now don't you interfere with that. Don't you try to rationalize this. That's a compulsion. That's why God say, come, willingly or by force. Now on our carihan. Come liking it. Come, it means come obliging. Obliging means not only agreeing, but feeling good agreeing. You know, the old Southerners used to use that expression. They do something for you. You say, thank you. Much obliged. I mean, I just have to do it. I like doing these. I like being courteous. I like being nice. Yeah. You know, we lost that somewhere down the way. You know? So Allah says, come, tawan, come obliging, or karihan, or hating it. You don't care, you like it or not. Like we say, the Kabbalah, like it or not, you're going to do this sucker. You know, we get tired of rebellious, low-life sucker. We just say, hey, you like it or not, sucker, you're going to do that. You're going to stop your foolishness here, sucker, like it or not. Yeah. So, you know, Allah used it first. Come now. Thou art our carihan. Come, obliging or hating it. So there's some things that we just can't get around. We ain't the boss. Praise be to Allah. Allah's the boss. And I love the boss. So then we have an obligation to recognize the place of compulsion in our life and to give that force only to the pleasure of God. And then when we execute it ourselves, we have to execute it as he dictates that we execute it. We cannot be moved by motives of greed, personal motives of dislike for people, prejudices. We can be the best society. Allah says that he has brought you out of the world. To be what? The best society. For who? For all humanity. And believe me, if you will be fair by this religion, as you understand it when I'm teaching it to you, or if you understood it before, good. If you'll be fair by what is revealed in this religion for the good of man's life, you will bear witness that if people live this religion, they'll be the best people on earth. No other book, no other plan have been laid out for human life equal to the plan that's laid out in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet. Can't be matched. Because this is what Allah created and intended for us. Can't be matched. All right, praise be to Allah. Now let us, yes, almost finished here. Just finish in a few minutes, inshallah. We were going to return now to point we made earlier in our talks on faith, and we said that whatever the human being gets himself involved in, he has to be aware of his inability to act or to function outside of his emotionality. No matter how hard we try, it's impossible. If I say, count these rocks, maybe for the first five rocks, you won't experience any emotional involvement. But if I have you counting those rocks all day long, man, you're going to become emotional. So you ain't, no part of your life is sealed off or sealed off from your emotionality. Whatever we get involved in is going to touch upon our emotionality. And actually, getting involved, you have to begin from an emotional base. Man doesn't enter into anything except from an emotional base. If I say, look, I got a job, man, for you. How much you making now? I say, well, man, I ain't working 2 days a week. I ain't getting enough to do nothing. I say, well, look, I got a job. So you could be working 4 days a week and making $500 a week. What happens right away? Before you make up your mind, what happened right away? You had an emotional experience, didn't you? So no matter what it is, if I say, look, we're gonna build a new masjid here. Before we start the work, that was an emotional experience. If I say, look, we're going to introduce a course in math that's going to help our raise the level of skills of our students. Before you appreciate it, already an emotional experience. And Allah said, and he began everything out of water. Right? Yeah, he can't get around it. So let us understand that. Okay, we don't want to drown, but we don't want to hate water either. So we have to wash with it, we have to drink it, we have to do a lot of things with it. All right, let me hurry up and get through this because I'm way over time. Allah says in the Quran, highly praises he, fi salatin yasbahoon. We start off talking about the heavenly bodies, the sun and the moon, right? And made the connection with the soul as Allah has revealed it in the seventh verse of the surah called Surah Tushamsi. Now, here is an expression in the Quran. It says, and all of them, fi falakin yasbahun, talking about what? The cosmic bodies. The universal bodies, moon, stars, moon, all these bodies, earth, that go about in space. Says that they are fi falakin. What is falakin? Orbit. It means a discipline. Discipline. They are in a discipline. Fi falakin, in an orbit. Yasbahoon. What is yasbahoon? Swimming. One who's in the water swimming like this, he's yasbahoon. He's yasbah. If it's a lot of them, yasbahoon. They're swimming. Now, what is the wisdom in this? They're swimming. What is the wisdom in this? Now, we know water, that's not a water sphere up there. We know that. But doesn't air support ships too, like water support ships? There was water ships, then they made air ships, right? And the boats have that, what they call it, buoyance. They use the term buoyance for the water, but the air has the same. They call it air pressure, but it's a buoyance. The air tends to want to come together and maintain its pressure. It wants to maintain its pressure. So if you put other things in it that destroys the balance of pressure, then it will try to hold that up, resisting that temptation or that influence to destroy its pressure balance, right? So the buoyance holds it up, right? Holds up. So since the water principle for holding up bodies is the same as the atmospheric principle for holding up bodies, are for influence from material bodies, because we know how you go up no atmosphere. But then you got what? Gravitational field. And a gravitational field also has the same kind of pressure, right? It is pressure. So the objects are held up in the gravitational field just as they're held up in the water, just as they're held up in the air, by the same principle of the balancing of the force or the pressure. Right? Yes. So the same term is used. And the fools will say, oh, the Holy Quran, Muhammad thought that the Babylonian myth was correct. See how the Orientalists go astray? Are they misguided by God? The flying missile denying them entrance? Yes, they say, oh, Muhammad got this from Babylonian mythology. I read it right there in a dictionary character where they accused Prophet Muhammad and the Muslims are barring from everything and putting together a mongrel religion. Well, that's good for them. Because if they saw it, they would appreciate it and benefit from it. And with that heart, they should be denied. They shouldn't have any benefit. All right. So, says they are in orbit just by whom? Swimming. To explain to us what's holding them up there. Now, if you who think scientifically, you can see that this concept of swimming describes how those bodies are held up in the field of gravity even before Isaac Newton and these other boys. See where they got there from? It's a different language. But to the minds back then, it said the right thing. To us now, swimming is swimming in water. Floating or traveling in water, we can't understand that if it means a body is floating and traveling in space. We can't understand the connection. That mythology came from religion. Prophets God sent way before. The mythology went off and they hid. They put the locks of knowledge up in secret symbols to keep the ordinary people from getting into it. And when you read it, it sounds like fancy. But actually, it's the essence of the knowledge that God gave, entrusted man with. And as the book say, and Satan hoarded it, he stole it and denied it. Denied man what Allah had intended for him. Yes. So, dear beloved people, we need to understand this. And understanding that, now let us continue. They are all in orbit, swimming along. Now let us look at the illusion, double illusion. Prophet Muhammad says, for every ayah, there is an express and an implied meaning. That means an obvious one that comes right away, another one that comes by reason or reflection. What you call it? You know, you understand. That's true enough. Now, yasbahun. We have no word like this from the word sabaha, which means to glorify. But it's a perfect word. Yasbahun is a perfect word. And it means that they all go about in their orbit glorifying. And Allah says, whatever's in the heavens and in the earth glorifies Allah. Is that not right? So they go about in their orbit, yasbahun, from sabaha, which means testifying to Allah's glory. But the same word alluded also to the floating and movement of bodies in the water, to connect them with the principle that is in the higher heavens, or in the atmosphere, in the higher regions, pardon me, above the atmosphere. All right, let us see if we can just quickly go right on through this now. Now, we come back to sun and moon. And the sun, then, in our life, which it gives heat, warmth, it aids the growth, it makes possible growth, it feeds the growth, it's the energy supply. It gives us life so we can know how to go about our activities or carry out our duties, etc. So we find that man, when night comes, man becomes individual. No people experience sleep together. They go to sleep together, but they sleep separately. But when we wake up, the social conscience, right? So the sun has definitely a connection with the social conscience, and the moon must then have a connection with the individual conscience. Praise be to Allah. Now, as we go on, Allah says that He gave us day, night, He made the night, and then the day, right? So before man saw what is needed for him as a society, he was following the urge to look into himself. By introspection, he was able to move out from self and then see the needs in the outer society, right? Okay, so we go from there then. We know that the social life is also the life where we carry out our practical life, where we function in a practical way. So we use sense of reasoning in that particular area, that particular quarter of our life, more than we use it in the dark quarters of our life, right? But now I'm just myself, I don't use reasoning that much. So if, as an individual, if I begin to be curious about my own self, my own nature, my own assets, what I have to work with, what am I and what I have to work with, if I begin to have this curiosity, then light will dawn eventually, if God bless me, inside of my vessel, right? Now, if light bursts inside of this vessel, and that light show me myself, where is it going to take me? The direction in my own life is going to connect me to the society life that I'm nothing but a member in. I'm one with the society, right? So it's going to bring that to my attention. Say, well, if this is that good for you, if they're just like you, they have the same nature you, the same wants that you have, the same vulnerabilities that you have, so if this is good for you, must be good for them, right? So you see how the individual, by him being aided, it right away results in benefits, resources for the whole. Yes. Now, when he comes from his individual needs and sees that treasure that he discovered in himself as being the property of the society, then the sun has come up. Now it is community conscious. No more individual conscious now. His conscience has been transformed or been expanded into a community conscience. So the moon now has given way to the sun. Right? Yes. Yeah, wonderful this is. And I saw a picture once. It was a picture of the new world and its victory over the old world. And they showed the new world as glory, and I guess it probably was the first attempt to draw the Statue of Liberty. And under the foot of the new world was the crown of the old world. The British crown was under the foot. One foot of the new world was upon the crown of Britain, meaning they had defeated. They had defeated Britain. They had broke Britain's rule over them. It was under their feet. And you know what they are alluding to? The scripture says, and the moon was under his feet. That's what the scripture says. So what they were alluding to is that the old world's life, British life, was not social conscience. It was individual intellectual appetites that they were feeding. They were serving and feeding and nurturing and catering to the individual appetite for intellectual growth and was ignoring needs of the society. And they saw that as individual ones, and it was under their foot. So what that individual urge, as long as this individual urge done, and we don't come into the to the community connection, I made connection with all people, what is it but darkness? The moon can't light our way. It can only light its own small environment, right? The moon only put light in its own small environment. On the brightest night, when the moon is full, on the brightest night, we just see shadows, right? We just see shadows. You ain't going to do no steel work under that light. And then you better have water to help that light, because the water reflects the moonlight and makes it a little brighter. All right. So, yes. I think we're about to conclude in here, I hope. Oh, yes. Now, says, and everything is in, all these bodies are in orbit, following a course, or swimming along. So again, we come to that concept of the heavens being supported without pillars that we can see. That we can see. Now, when we swim in the water, what happens? When we swim in the water, we accept the conditions of that environment. On the land, we can stand up. As long as we're trying to stand up in the water, we ain't going to support ourselves. Right? No. So what else is this speaking to? This speaking to that idea that Jesus stood up on the water. Don't stand up on the water. No, you ain't supposed to stand on the water. You're supposed to stand on the land. If you stand up in the water, your body going to be submerged. Yes. So that's the wisdom. And we don't have time to talk on it much, but I hope it benefits you, those who are still students. When you're in the water, let your body submerge. Keep your head up. Scripture says, and there, not the Quran, Bible, says, and there was, the earth was without form and void, it was without form and it was void, and darkness was upon the deep, and the Spirit moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. What is that? What is that? What is that addressing? What is that? What kind of concepts is that bringing to our mind's eye? The natural environment, the sun. See, if you just relax, you'll get the picture. And the Bible tells you what it's talking about. Says that He raised the light up, a great light, to light the day, and a lesser light. The light for the night, to rule the night. That right? So we know what light he's talking about. He said, let there be light. Then he tell you, it's the moon and the sun. And they used to make both like a crescent moon, didn't they, in ancient days? They tried to duplicate the crescent moon to make it like a boat. That's what rises above the water, you see? And the other builders of ships, they used to have boats with rays to say, this is the sun, this ain't the moon. This is the sun. Yeah. So we know this from the study of ancient art. Now, what is it saying then? Your head should rise above water. Man must learn to use his intelligence and separate his intelligence, reasoning, and his intelligence function from the gravity pull of his sensitivity. You can submerge yourself in the water, but don't drown. We know the flood came and they drowned the people, right? Flood drowned the people. So we don't want to drown in our own sensitivity, but we don't want to divorce ourselves from human sensitivity. We want to use water intelligently. You see? So let us keep the balance. The American black people, or the African American, you are the people who drowned in the water. Your whole life is contained in emotionalism. You choose your leaders out of the water content. You don't have your head above water. If you could just swim good, raise your head above water, you could make better selections and better judgments in this life. Your culture is emotionally charged. It doesn't have its refined side. We don't use culture to inspire the intellect, very seldom. We use it to set off revolutions occasionally, but hardly ever to inspire the intellect to go into the fields of production to benefit society. That's what we should be doing. To do that, you're going to have to be able to get your head above water. And don't try to stand in the water, stand on land. You know, they say Jesus stood on the water. I don't believe it. He stood on the land. He went out there to the water to get them, to tell them to come to land. That's what he went out there for. The Bible says he went to the water to get the 12 people. And he made them his disciples and told them to come on the land. And I think when he told them to fish from the right side, he said, hey, get your head up out of the water. Yeah, he said, hey, fish from the right side. I guess he was saying, hey, get your head up out of the water and come on out here and stand on land. As-salamu alaykum.